Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws to second. Mantilla drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Mantilla. Skowron scores. Hansen moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petroselli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to third. Berry moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Buford applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett bunts in front of the plate. Schaefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Petrocelli tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Schilling pinch hits for Felix Mantilla. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling now playing second base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Hansen moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Dave Nicholson pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Hanson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hanson scores. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. J.C. Martin now catching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hanson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hanson reaches second base with a double. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin is walked intentionally. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Martin moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresud now playing shortstop. Arnold Early now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skowron is walked intentionally. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Weiss scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ritchie, and towards Schilling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Danny Cater now playing first base. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.